Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
I said I was doing a sick and deranged situation, so I'm going to bring up what has been said. Now, before I do this, I should have always say, a disclaimer, and I haven't been doing that, but what I'm saying is legal. If someone don't like what I said, I'm sorry, but I ain't mentioning the person's name, so to prevent defamation. Well, actually, it's not defamatory, because what I'm saying is the truth, because what I said is the truth, and if they sue, then so be it, because it's the truth. But I'm not going to mention their name. So I don't, it's already, I'm going to just leave it there. One thing about the Sick and Deranged show is to talk about things that I consider so crazy. It's so crazy. I don't know why I dealt with something that just just don't make sense to me. Actually, it's not common sense. So this is what I said. Someone near me said, worried about what job I have. First of all, I think being nosy and being into my business, something's wrong with this person, You're not supposed to be commenting on strangers what job they have or whatever. It is true that I have aspirations to be, a lot more than what I'm doing, But I don't want to get into my personal situation because I am doing what I can. One of the things is I want to be an artist, but I have to be practical. So I have to find a job that's related to something, so has something to fall back on. But if I wasn't trying for a job or doing nothing, I wasn't doing no schooling, I wasn't trying to do anything to get another job, or if I wasn't in the industry, this person should not be commenting on what job I have or what employment I have, because something is wrong with them. We don't comment on what adults do, but of course people do. But I think they got some mental problem, or maybe they lack control of their lives. I perceive they doing nothing in their life. They're unemployed or whatever. Whether I'm employed or not, you simply should not be commenting on what I'm doing. And at the same time, if you're an adult and you do that, you said something must be wrong with you. You got to be sick and deranged if you're going to spend all the time worrying about what employment, what job I have. Because ultimately, I want to have that job to be an artist. That's the dream. But for me, I want to do something more, and I'm going to do the best I can. But when someone say, oh, I should be worried, I don't like the job, he can't do that for a job, they gotta be sick of the range, and they keep repeating it over and over and over and over again. This person needs to go to a psychiatrist, look in a mirror, and find something to do themselves. Don't spend all day gossiping about me, a stranger who they don't know, and they don't know me. And again, if you don't know me, I haven't talked to you really, or if I live nearby, you should not be commenting on me. You must have something wrong with you mentally, so you need to stop. I suspect you're not working, you're not doing anything. You lost control of your life, and you don't have much of anything to do but to sit there and gossip and try to put me down. Then I perceive that you have something is seriously wrong with you. I won't say you're sick and deranged, perhaps, but you got some serious mental problem. As I said before, when you're dealing with strangers, we be nice to strangers. We meet all kinds of people we don't know. We say hello or whatever. That's what I mean. But if I'm making a point where if I see somebody making fun of strangers in the area and targeting them, and they don't even know them, then or harass or persecute or whatever, because this has happened to me. Something's wrong with them. Something's wrong with them. We don't do that to strangers or anybody. We don't do that to people we don't. I mean, we do know. We don't do that to people we do know either. But especially, you know, I'm bringing this up because some people have listened to my podcast and thought I was out of my mind mentioning, thought I were twisting my words around, saying all about the sick and deranged, you know, these shows. It is just a creative self-expression. I'm just bringing out things that don't make sense. I already brought up the really way out stuff on the Sick and Deranged series, but when it comes to they were criticizing about when I was mentioning strangers, you know, if you meet a stranger, you respect them, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's common sense. Whether we know somebody or not, we should not target or harass them. But if you don't know me and you try to target me or whatever, there's got to be something wrong with you. We don't go up to somebody we haven't seen or somebody in the neighborhood who we don't know and target them. It's just plain and simple. We don't. We don't do that to people that we do know. Only criminals and crazy people do that. People with severe mental problems and criminals persecute and target strangers or non-strangers. Okay. So I leave it there. Another thing is hospitalization, a locked facility. Someone said about me needing a locked facility. I mean, all I could say is they must need a locked facility. If, you know, they really need to, you know, get this woman, this man who's at the locked facility. They need to be locked. They themselves need to be locked up. You're not supposed to be saying stuff like that. Something is seriously wrong with them. They got some mental health issue. They definitely do. There is no ways around it. The truth is, for someone to be locked in a locked facility, it has to be a life-threatening emergency, usually, homicide, suicide, or the person is not well to the point where they can't pay bills, they can't shower, you know, something seriously. I mean, everybody on some scale, you know, need to, you know, some people are involved in drugs, some people in alcohol, they have problems or eating or whatever, but they still pay their bills. Or maybe their home is a little messy or whatever, but they still pay their bills, they still take care of themselves, you know, they shower or whatever. We're talking about somebody who can't function, who can't pay their bills, who are not capable of doing that, and need to get on some medication to go to a mental hospital. And there's nothing wrong with that. As I said before, we need help. We need help. But I don't fit in any way in those situations. I'm not homicidal. I'm not suicidal. And I'm very high functioning. I do pay my bills a lot. I pay my bills. I take care of myself. I shower. I mean, I go to the doctor. I mean, that's all that matters. So this person needs a locked facility. She got something wrong with them. I don't know what. I hope they put her in a locked facility so she could understand. Because it sounds like she's so ignorant and so way out. My perception is there's more to it. I think it's an ulterior motive. Because I like, this person said they're going to try to drive me crazy before I can go to a locked facility. That's not going to happen either. So they need to stop that, and that is sick and deranged. You don't go up to a high-functioning person or someone who's functionally doing okay and say they need a locked facility. It has to be someone who's homicide, suicide, life-threatening situation to go to the mental hospital, or someone who's severely, extremely ill. they don't take nobody who's mostly okay or very okay. I mean, you need to take that talk and go to a psychiatrist. You need a locked facility, and I'm referring to that woman, the man who said that something is seriously wrong with them mentally. So I am tired of that, you know. I'm tired of these craziness. And I'm like, there are people in this society who have mental problems who need to go to a psychiatrist. Yes, they have not gotten help with their mental illness or a lack of abilities to deal with other people or boundaries. I believe that to be the case. As I said before, from my experiences, my own experiences that were not good from trauma and that I experienced directly and from working briefly in mental health, people who have mental health issues are just as good as anybody else, and there's lots of people who are doing just fine, so there's nothing wrong with having a mental health issue. There's nothing wrong with it. People have depression. People have manic depression. There are very successful people who have manic depression, schizophrenia. There are very successful people who have post-traumatic stress disorder. They're doing just fine. They never went to a mental hospital, okay? But if they do, it's okay. They're getting help. So if you need the help, it's fine. But don't come to me, a high-functioning person who's doing okay, who's doing fine. I'm very much high-functioning, and say I need a locked facility. Something is wrong with you if you say that, when you know that it's you know that's totally bogus shit when you say something that is a crock of lies or whatever. If you have an ulterior motive, you need to stop. You're not supposed to be saying those things. So I put the second deranged because I was hearing all this stuff. When you have all these mass shootings, there's 300 mass shootings in this past year. There are a lot of people who are sick and deranged in the society who have not gotten help. Yeah, there's so many mass shootings, you know, over the past decade or so. They need to get help. I mean, we all have bad days, but some people take their bad days and start shooting. They need to stop. They need to, you know, they need to have a law to pass to get these people off the street or to prevent them from having guns. So I would say it's sick and deranged that we don't have a federal law of background checks. Because if you continually say, oh, the right to bear arms or gun rights, and ignore a situation that keeps happening over and over again, that thousands and thousands of innocent people are getting killed each year innocently from someone who has a mental health issue who should not have a gun, then that is sick and deranged to ignore it. So Congress needs to get their act together.
60 seconds.
So that's all I'm going to say. Because no one's taking anyone's gun rights away. Let me point. No one's taking no one's gun rights away. We're trying to prevent mass shootings. We're taking guns away from criminals and from very sick people who get access to them, who might take the gun and shoot up a school or shoot up a restaurant. And it happens so many times. Thousands and thousands of people get killed each year. So you're saying we shouldn't, it shouldn't be no law, federal law for gun, background checks? Then you got to be sick and deranged. Because you know what's going to happen? In a week from now, a month from now, it's going to be another mass shooting, the probability. it's going to be another mass shooting. Yes, it will, because we need to have that law. We need to have a law to prevent prevent tragedies from continuously happening. You got to protect people. If you don't protect people and you're going by, oh, you know, self-righteous right to just have a gun, you got to be sick and deranged. Because what you want? A whole bunch of more people to die? That's not fair. State laws have background checks, but some states don't. And that's the risk when we go into a restaurant or a supermarket. I came from Buffalo, and you saw those people in Buffalo getting killed. It's so tragic. But it happens a lot. There were 300 mass shootings this past year or the previous year. So that's all I need to say on that topic. Again, I mean, people can make assessments on what I say. I know that when I say things politically, I express my true political beliefs, I'm going to get some people fire back at me, hate me in my environment or whatever. Stop. I have a right to say what I need to say. Okay. I'll talk about basic common sense. And as I said before, with people in my environment who are concerned about me, they should not violate the boundaries, okay? Let me be. Follow the law. Please follow laws. There will be no problems. If you violate a law, you violate me in some way or another. When I, you know what I said before, I ain't going to mention it. It's evil. It's wrong. It's no excuse. I have a right to create self-expression. I have a right to express myself. I should not have no retaliation. I should have not have nobody trying to do something to me because I express myself. It's part of the United States' right to self-expression. And I'm going to leave it there. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.